Hello, my name is Sanghwan Moon. I'm a PhD student at Texas A&M University. Today I'm going to give a talk about a paper titled as .NET RAID, RAID the Lifetime of Your SSD Array. This work is done with Dr. Narashima Reddy, who is my advisor at Texas A&M. SSD is the hardest storage component because of its many advantages. MS technique has decreased the cost per bit of SSD, and the deployment of SSD is steadily increasing. However, as you increase the density and capacity of SSD using the MS technique, the write endurance is getting worse and worse. Many have investigated the relationship between the raw bit data rate and the write count of MS flash memory. This figure shows the result of the one of the reference studies. It shows that the raw bit error rate goes up exponentially as you increase the number of writes done to the MSC flash memory. This implies that keeping the write count as low as possible is the key to keep data safe in SSD. Many protection schemes have been suggested. At device level, error correcting code and flash translation layer are typically used. Log-like writing and garbage collection, well leveling, and many other functions are supported at device level. And at system level, parity protection or RAID 5 is very popular. These protection schemes allow SSD to endure higher bit error rate. However, they require internally additional writes to work, and these additional writes consume the write count of the SSD and reduce the lifetime of SSD by a certain amount. Because of the write amplification, it is very complex to estimate the lifetime of SSD with these protection schemes. We have been attacking this problem for many years, and in this talk, I will majorly focus on the parity protection and its write amplification. The parity protection is the technique to protect a device array from a device failure or to protect each page group from a page error. The parity is the result of the exclusive OR operation of all the data in a page group. The corrupted data can be reconstructed using the remaining data and the parity. The parity protection has been working well with hard disk drive array. However, for SSD, there are majorly two problems with parity protections. The first problem is parity update problem. Since the parity is the result of the operation of all the data in a page group, whenever we update even a small amount of data in a page group, we have to update the parity as well. This amplifies the number of writes by up to 2. The actual write amplification is dependent on the characteristic of a workload and the number of devices in a device array. The range of the write amplification is from n over n minus 1 to 2, where the n is the number of SSDs in an SSD array. Another problem is coming from the space overhead of the parity. We need space to keep the parity, and this increases the space utilization of the SSD, which is parity protected. The relationship between the space utilization and write amplification has been studied by others well. Briefly, higher space utilization results in higher write amplification because of less efficient garbage collection. As a result, the space overhead of the parity results in less lifetime in SSD array. This motivated our study. The parity protection is supposed to be useful in lifetime for SSD array. However, because of the two problems, we cannot guarantee that parity is always beneficial. This brought us a question. Is parity protection beneficial? Or in more scientific words, we can state the problem as described in this slide. for a given number of SSDs, to keep the same amount of data. Which is the better option for lifetime? The striping RAID level 0 or parity protection RAID level 5? To answer the question, we built a Markov model to estimate the lifetime of SSD array. From the model, we compare the lifetime of parity protection and striping. Our evaluation results show that parity protection is conditionally better than striping. For the rest of the talk, I will introduce our model and evaluation results. First, lifetime model. We started the modeling at the page level. For each page, we built a Markov model. In the figure, the circle shows the health status of the page, and the number in the circle represents the number of bit errors accumulated in a page. For example, number 2 means there are 2 bit errors in a 4 kilobyte page. Following the raw bit error rate, bit errors are accumulating as time goes by. When the page is accessed by workload or by internal operation of garbage collection, then the bit errors are detected and corrected by ECC, and the number of bit errors goes to 0. However, when the number of bit errors accumulated is higher than the number of correctable bit errors by ECC, then ECC cannot correct the errors, and page error occurs. From the steady state analysis of this model, we can calculate the uncollectable page error rate, which is the rate to reach the last state in this model. We also got the write amplification from ECC recovery and write amplification from garbage collection. The details are described in the paper. The page error is not the only source of failures. There are many other reasons that makes an SSD unavailable. We call them as device failure. Without system level protection, any page error and any device failure can result in data loss. While parity protection protects the system from one of such failures. So there are 4 cases when parity protection loses data. The first case is when a page error occurs in a system and it is not detected or not corrected by parity protection before the second page error occurs in the same page group. The second case is when a device failure comes and it is not detected or corrected by parity protection before the second device failure occurs. The others are similar, with the combination of these 2 errors in a different order. Considering these 4 cases, we built a Markov model of parity-protected SSD array. The circle shows the health status of the SSD array, which is parity-protected. In a circle, the letter V means there is a page error in a system, and the letter D means there is a device failure in a system. And the number shows the number of device replacement has done for device failure recovery. For a given system, page error may occur following the uncorrectable page error rate, which is calculated before. And device failure may come. And parity protection can recover the system from these failures. But before the parity protection finishes job, when another failure comes, then the system loses data. From the analysis of this model, we calculated the probability of data loss, which is the probability to get to the failure state in this model. Okay, we have the probability of data loss. From the probability, we can calculate the expected time to see the first data loss in the system, which is called mean time to data loss, or MTTDL. This equation shows how we calculated the MTTDL. This is basically the sum of the expectation of seeing the first data loss at a certain time slot. We use the MTTDL as the lifetime of SSD array. For evaluation, we set many parameters and working environment. At first, we assume that 30 nanometer MSC flash memory composed of SSD. The capacity of SSD is 80 gigabyte, and the page size is 4 kilobyte with ECC, which is 61-bit errors correctable, BCH code. The annual failure rate of the device is 3%. We assume that train command is exploited well, so SSD knows which page is valid and invalid. The amount of data kept in SSD is 30 gigabyte per SSD. The intensity of workload is 125 megabyte per second per SSD, and read-write ratio is 3:1. There are 8 SSDs in an SSD array, unless it's specified. For evaluation result, we don't show the absolute value of the lifetime. And instead of it, we use a relative MTTDL, which is the ratio of the lifetime of target SSD array to the lifetime of the single SSD with default parameter. As the first step of evaluation, we look at the lifetime of a single SSD having different space utilization. As we expected, because of the write amplification, the lifetime of a single SSD goes down as we increase the space utilization. But here is an interesting observation. When you increase the space utilization from 10% to 50% and 50% to 90%, the lifetime degradations are way different from each other. Nevertheless, the amount of data added are same for two cases. This implies that the space overhead is critical at higher space utilization. Let's get into the main part. We compare the lifetime of RAID 5 and the lifetime of striping with different number of devices. In the figure, blue bar shows the lifetime of RAID 5 or parity protection, and red bar shows the lifetime of striping. And the error bar in the blue bar shows the range of the lifetime achievable in RAID 5. As I mentioned before, the write amplification from parity protection has the range, and the range results in the range in the lifetime for parity protection. The evaluation results show that the lifetime of RAID 5 possibly is the lifetime of RAID 5 is possibly better than striping only when the number of devices is more than or equal to 8. Otherwise, the maximum achievable lifetime of the RAID 5 is less than the lifetime of striping. We can also observe that the two SSD mirroring is way worse than two SSD striping because of its heavy penalty in write amplification. We compare the lifetime of RAID 5 and striping with different amount of data. And the results show that the lifetime of RAID 5 is possibly better than striping only when you keep a small amount of data. In specific, when it keeps less than or equal to 240 gigabyte in 8 SSDs. This implies that we should guarantee a considerable amount of free space for SSD and for RAID 5 SSD to win over striping. We have tested many other parameters, Because the light amplification is the main source of degradation, we have introduced a way to reduce the light amplification. TCC, or threshold-based ECC, is a way to reduce the light amplification from ECC recovery. And hardness of workload, or skewness of workload, is known to be good for reducing the light amplification from garbage collection. For both of the cases, RAID 5 become more competitive to striping in lifetime. That is because the light amplification from many sources are amplifying each other. So decreasing the light amplification from one source have more effect on the RAID level 5. We have tested many other workload, and we found that under the RAID intensive workload and the less intensive workload, RAID 5 become more competitive to striping in lifetime. That is because of less intensive write workload for both of the workload. The write amplification, again, is a main source of degradation. So under the less intensive write workload, the impact of the write amplification is decreasing. So in short, TCC harness read intensive workload and less intensive workload reduce the write workload. And this may help RAID 5 win over striping. We have increased the annual device failure rate from 3% to 5%. And the evaluation results show that the lifetime of striping is more sensitive to the device failure rate than RAID level 5. In other words, RAID 5 is more effective on protecting SSDs with higher device failure rate. Until now, we have compared the lifetime of RAID 5 and striping with small number of devices. But when we scale out the number of devices, we can see a totally different story. This evaluation result showed that the lifetime comparison of the striping and the array of the RAID 5 systems. And the results show that the lifetime of striping, the red bar, is going down significantly as we're scaling out the number of devices. However, the array of the RAID 5 is more scalable with a tiny penalty in the lifetime. So we can say that RAID 5 win over striping in larger scale systems. Let me summarize the evaluation result. We found that parity protection is potentially worse than striping with small number of SSDs. We found many conditions that parity protection win over striping. For example, when the space utilization is low and when many factors are considered to reduce the write, and when SSD have higher device failure rate. We also found that RAID protection is effective way to protect system in large scale storage systems. This is ongoing work, so we have many things to do in the future. We have a plan to do more evaluations with many parameters. And it would be interesting to compare the monetary cost of ownership with a different level of RAID, because the lifetime is directly connected to the monetary cost of ownership. Many have concerns about the validation of our analytic model. In fact, we are doing simulation, and a part of our model has been already validated. We are planning to expand our validation. Since the write amplification is the main source of degradation, we may suggest a way to reduce the write amplification from parity protection especially. In conclusion, we built Markov models to estimate the lifetime of an SAC array. And using the model, we compared the lifetime of striping and parity protection. And we found that parity protection is conditionally better than striping. This is the end of talk. Thank you for listening.
Cyril Guyot, HDST Research. So this is all for uncorrelated failures. Do you have an idea of how all this changes if you're dealing with correlated failures, especially when you compare with just single drive case?
Can you ask me again? Because correlated failure?
For correlated failure in a real world system, how do you think this all analysis would change? Do you have any?
For a single device?
Well, comparing, say, RAID 5 for a system with 10 devices with just a single drive. And
the evaluation results I have shown is the ratio of the lifetime of the system to the lifetime of a single device. So mostly they are below 1. Because the lifetime of a single device is better than others.
Okay, thanks.
So the result are the comparison of the system, lifetime of system to the lifetime of a single device.